Welcome to the Numerologist Podcast, where we bring you a very special guest every single week to help guide you on your spiritual journey, live with abundance, and inspire your soul.
Hi there, welcome back to the Numerologist Podcast. I'm your host, Rose. I'm the content manager here at numerologist.com. Now, for this episode, one of our writers, Catherine, sat down with one of our most loved contributors, Hayden Crawford. Let's take a listen.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Numerologist Podcast. I am Catherine Ann Lee and I'm bringing you another interview today, this time with a really incredible human who is on a mission to transform the way people approach their own healing. Hayden Crawford is a wellness coach specializing in color therapy and owner of the Dreamtime Academy. As a soul purpose expert, he's been assisting wise women to uplift their emotions since 2001, and he created the Dreamtime Academy in 2015 to introduce accessible, holistic courses, tools, and products to empower them to heal themselves. He acts as a guide for his clients, helping them to navigate through a vast maze where around every corner there is a potential barrier preventing them from getting to their desired destination. But instead of turning around to avoid the blockage and trying to discover an exit route, Hayden enables people all over the world to obliterate those walls so that they can get to the same point in much less time and with much greater ease. Gosh, we could have gone in so many directions with this conversation. We touch on his own story, his initiation into the power of color, and Hayden's current work coaching others using this incredible and still quite alternative healing modality. So listen in. I hope you enjoy the show. Okay, hello Hayden. Now, thank you so much for joining us today on the Numerologist podcast.
Well, you're very welcome. It's a real pleasure for me to be here.
Great, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, regular readers of the blog at Numerologist will know all about the depths of your knowledge about so many different areas. You talk about everything from star seeds and alien races to color therapy and chakras. But can you tell us a little bit about where and how your story actually began?
Yeah, okay. So this is quite an interesting one because I guess that, you know, I've never really been normal. I've always been a little bit sort of left of center, you know, so even from a very young age, I used to be interested in the occult or metaphysics. And, you know, my gran was a bit of an advocate for that as well. So, you know, she used to have tarot cards in her drawer and I used to play with them as a kid. So as I grew up, I used to find myself in, you know, sort of metaphysical bookshops, and I used to just spend the whole day just reading like books in the store. And, you know, sort of, I just really resonated with things that can't be seen or scientifically proven. I love mystery and magic and the occult, but nothing sinister or negative or evil. I'm very much, I guess you'd call me a white witch. I'm a bit of a light worker. So, you know, it was almost like an organic process, but I kind of went down the wrong route, and I found myself, you know, as I became an adult, working in a corporate environment. And even though I knew that it wasn't really right for me, I continued to do it because it was just like the patterns that I'd got from my mum and dad were like, you've got to work hard for a living to make money and do something that you don't necessarily want to do. So I kind of fell into all of that. And then I had my midlife awakening when I was 42. And I'll tell you a little story. I was actually walking around the park at lunchtime whilst I was working in IT recruitment. I've been doing it for about 12 years, and I saw some playing cards just there on the grass. And there was the King of Hearts, and there was, I think it was the Five of Clubs. And I knew there was a message in it for me, but I didn't, you know, there's just random playing cards. And as soon as I got back to the office, I sort of looked at that. And my gran always used to say to me that you are the Jack of Hearts when I was a kid, and I'll turn into the King of Hearts. So I knew that the message was for me. And it was, the message really was about everything was going to break down around me, and I was going to kind of like lose my job, and I was, you know, in danger of losing kind of everything. And it really scared me. But sure enough, you know, that's exactly what happened. I found myself, you know, in a situation where my work sort of imploded in on itself. And, you know, I really started despising the industry I was working in. And I was getting very, very angry as well. So I didn't even recognize myself. And I knew that I had to start leading my own life, you know, the one that I knew that I was destined to lead. And that was, you know, working in healing or in wellness. So, you know, I asked the question, you know, what am I supposed to be doing? And I've always been kind of tuned into my guides and angels and, or my higher self or whatever you want to call it. And they sort of said to me, you need to start working with color. And at the time, I didn't really understand what they meant, but I thought they were trying to get me to become a painter. So, you know, very, very quickly, we sold our house in Mandurah and we headed to the southwest, which is a beautiful area near the Margaret River wine region. And we settled down there. We were actually there for 4 years in the end. And during that time down there, I kind of retrained and reconnected to my true soul purpose. And that's when I started reading again. I started opening my intuition and finally understood what the color message was. And it was that I was being guided to work in color therapy and not as an artist.
Well, life could have been very different if you'd have become a painter.
Well, no one was buying any of my paintings. I was doing exhibitions, but nobody liked them. And I didn't even like them either. And they were actually quite basic. I thought, oh, well, I'll do abstract artwork, you know, because then you can get away with a lot more. But it was, yeah, it was the process I was going through to create them was appealing to me, but people weren't really resonating with them. So I knew it wasn't that. And when I stumbled across color mirrors, really, it was just an inner knowing that was the tool that I needed to be able to reach the people that I was hoping to reach. And it was actually only through finding color mirrors that all the rest of this wisdom kind of came channeling through me. So the color almost activated codes of awareness or something, I guess you could call it, higher frequencies and multi-dimensional realms that I could start fully understanding.
And I guess when you become a teacher or a healer, it's like the healing journey, isn't it? You have to have gone through it yourself. So it sounds very much like, rather than, you know, one day deciding, I'm going to be a colour therapist, you had to go down this different route for the colours to be able to move through you and do their work through you to become the therapist that you were meant to be.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. You know, and it's actually backed up as well by my numerology. So when you look at my ruling number 9, which is the humanitarian, the healer, the counsellor, with this ancient wisdom, and then my day number, which is a 16, which is a 7, which is the spiritual teacher. You know, when I fully learned the true meaning of my frequency, you know, it's Pythagorean numerology. The pennies all started dropping into place, and I was like, ah, yeah, okay, this feels right, and I've got to just go with this. And really, it was a process that was baby steps. So it didn't all happen overnight. Like a lot of people, it's like they feel like it's a dam breaking in their mind. Well, it wasn't like that for me. It was very gradual. And I had to have complete and unwavering faith in this process. You know, so taking little baby steps every single day and actually just asking, what am I supposed to know today? And what am I supposed to do today to make me the best version and the truest version of myself, the most authentic version? And then just follow the breadcrumbs. You know, that's how I've had to do it. So it was really scary as well, like along the way, because you know you kind of like I was a male in his 40s who had worked in corporate, and all of a sudden I was, you know, I was finding myself working in a spiritual shop on a Saturday, you know, for no money, and just hoping that someone was going to rock up and go behind the curtain with me, you know. So it was a very, very strange transition, and actually at sometimes I did question my sanity. But I just had faith, you know, and I've never been let down. And now, you know, things have bloomed, you know, like I run a wellness academy now. I run online courses to help people to reconnect to their soul purpose. And I use color as the tool, the most important tool, to be able to highlight people's subconscious patterns, beliefs and behaviors, because it's only until they fully understand what's really going on behind the scenes that they can start making better decisions for themselves.
So Hayden, with color therapy is one of your main areas of expertise, but something I don't think a lot of people actually fully understand. So could you talk a bit more about that, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So the color therapy system that I work with is called Color Mirrors. And Color Mirrors is a series of 87 different dual colored oil bottles. Each one has a different meaning. And it's based around the theory that we understand, our subconscious understands the language of light, so that we can find our own innate guidance just by trusting our intuition and selecting the bottles in relation to certain questions. So say, for example, you know, one of the questions that I may ask is, where do you want to go in your life? What's your highest purpose? Then somebody would pick a bottle, and the answer is encoded within the combination of the bottle. So the upper segment represents the conscious mind, and the lower segment represents the subconscious mind. And, you know, during a consultation, for example, you would ask people to select a series of, you know, anywhere between sort of 5 and 15 bottles. And there's layers of information that you can read from the bottles, the numerology of the bottle, the way they position the bottles on the desk in front of you, what bottles are next to each other. And it forms a picture. So it almost like tells a story of exactly what's going on for a person and how they are best to move forward, so that they can kind of let go of those old limiting patterns, beliefs, behaviors, and all of that sort of stuff. So, and then at the end, really, the most effective way of dealing with that issue is to ask the person, well, which of those bottles that you've selected do you feel most attracted to? And then they go away and they bathe in those color frequencies. So they pour the contents of the bottle, which is organic essential oils and color frequencies and Ho'oponopono and all sorts of, you know, incredible energies. And they just submerge their body, and the color then goes in through the skin, and it goes into the cellular memory, and it clears away that pattern, belief, or behavior that's keeping them feeling blocked or stuck. So it literally works on a mental, emotional, and physical level, and it's self-diagnosis. You know, so I don't ever say, oh, this is what I feel that you need. You know, you need green because you've got a heart-related condition. No, you know, it might be that they require orange to deal with the shock and trauma first before they then go on to deal with the heart healing. So it's based on the theories that people know exactly what they need to be able to self-heal. And it's empowering. It's passing the power back to the individual, which is a complete, you know, contrast to orthodox medicine, you know, where we go to a doctor, we get prescribed with a drug, you know, according to what the doctor thinks is wrong with us, and most of them usually are pretty harmful, and they just mask, you know, the condition, so they actually don't even treat the cause of the symptom. They just treat the symptom, yeah. And of course, like a band-aid. So, you know, it's purely natural, it's self-empowering, and it's fun as well. If you think about color is just a wavelength and a frequency. Red being the slowest, you know, densest frequency, dealing with survival issues, and violet being the lightest frequency that we've got, which is more connected to the angelic realms. And we've got everything else in between. So it's an ancient wisdom, really, and actually dates back to, you know, well before the times of Atlantis, but it was used as a modality during that very highly advanced time. And for me, it was almost like a remembrance of something that I used to do before I even came here.
Wow, that's incredible, Hayden. So I think what strikes me when you're talking about this as a healing modality is that it's also so many healing therapies, you know, the more allopathic traditional ones, they involve, you know, going through memories and thinking about what happened and like reprocessing things, whereas this is not about the mind, is it? This is intuitive, it's about the body, it's about the energetic body, which means, like you said, it can be a bit more fun and, you know, less serious and also more embodied, which I think is something a lot of people are missing these days.
Oh, definitely. You know, because really, we, you know, when we're changing, you know, and we're transforming, we have to deal with our whole body, mind and emotions. We've got to do it holistically. You know, so if you think about numerology, you have three planes of existence: the physical plane, the mental plane, and the emotional plane. You know, so you've got those three planes. And so really, color therapy washes through all planes of existence and creates transformation on each level. And it happens without the mind, you're right, getting involved. So the mind will, you know, the mind is often a saboteur, and, you know, it will try and prevent us from becoming the best version of ourselves. It wants to keep us safe, but a lot of the time it will, you know, it will prevent us from growth. So we have to kind of like, you know, we don't need to even think about that sort of stuff with color, because it kind of just does its thing without us actually even needing to know what it's doing. And that's why it works. So, you know, with every client that I've worked with, and this doesn't just go for me, this goes for the colleagues that I work with across the globe who are also part of the Color Mirrors family, the transformations are instant, and they're radical, and they always work. So you literally, once you've released something through color, you never have to revisit that pattern. It's gone for good.
Wow, that is incredible. And can you just explain a bit more about the system with the upper and the lower colors? Because that's something that I don't understand. It's not familiar to me. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners will probably be interested as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the interesting thing about color mirrors is it is a, you know, it's a highly advanced color therapy system, and it's made up of the dual colored oil bottles and also some essence sprays as well. So they work on different energetic resonances. The essence sprays kind of work more with the electromagnetic field and the subtle bodies, whereas the dual colored oil bottles, they kind of go deep into the cellular memory, and that's where the transformation takes place. So we're actually doing a lot of different energy work here. Now, the dual colored oil bottles are, they're actually created through a channeling process that Melissa Jolly went through herself, and she actually formulated the first 36 bottles very, very quickly, and then the rest of the bottles came through in a series over the, you know, a period of time afterwards. So it comprises of some really enriched coded information, and so they're all different. Each single dual colored oil bottle is different to the next. So for example, bottle number one is yellow over yellow. And yellow, we know in color theory, in color psychology, is all about joy. And it's all about, you know, it's a happy color, but, you know, every color has a positive and negative connotations, but it's also to do with fear. So, but it's also connected to intellect, and it's also connected to ego. So it's kind of like your I amness. So the sun, if you think about the sun, is very big, it's bold, you know, it wants to be in the center, it's very Leo energy. So yellow, you know, a double yellow would be yellow, you know, within the conscious and in the subconscious. So it's really good for treating sad or depression, or people that are living with fear, and it'll help them ascend into joy awareness, you know, because that's where we need to be able to go into the golden age of Aquarius. We need to be experiencing more joy. So yellow is the perfect place to start, really, for this system of color. Then we would move on to bottle two, which would be the moon. And the moon is a pale blue over blue. And blue is a color of the Mother Mary energy. So it's very, very protective. It's very nurturing. It's I feel emotion. We know the moon is connected to the tides, the seasons, the cycles, and it affects our emotions and our moods. So the color, each color has a resonance, and it can either be connected to the chakras, but not always. But each color has, it's multi-layered, but it has a positive and negative connotation. So that which sits within the conscious mind is what we're aware of. The color that sits within the subconscious section of the bottle is that which we're not aware of. So, you know, when you read somebody's selections, you can see instantaneously, almost like in a snapshot, what's going on for them and how they can best devise a strategy to be able to heal and let go.
Gosh, it's fascinating. So people would choose bottles and line them up for you, and then it would be, it sounds almost like a card reading or something, you know, so you're looking at the information displayed, like some kind of story, like you mentioned.
Exactly right. Yeah, so it is very much like, you know, you become a master storyteller, but the story has been deciphered by the client, you know, so that you're not telling anybody, not in like in a reading, for example. It would often be, you know, the reader who would put their story onto the cards, for example, and there it would be their interpretation, which can be quite misguided. Whereas with color therapy, all of that is taken away, because literally all you're doing is reading the language of light, which has been chosen intuitively from the recipient.
Gosh, so again, it's a bit like numerology. The colors don't have ego, they don't have, you know, there's not really emotion in them or bias. It's just what is and what information that person needs to know at that time.
Yeah, it really is. It just strips it back to basics. And, you know, for me, you know, I was drawn to flower essences before color therapy, and they are beautiful as well, because the flowers are, you know, they speak to us in the same way through what's called the doctrine of signatures. So each flower has a number of petals, so it has a numerology of petals, it has a color, it has a texture, it has a smell. So actually, when we go back to basics, we find our own remedies, you know. And I think that that's very important to remember, is that we've gone are the times where we can give our power away. And now is the time, more than any other time on this planet, that we have got to start taking back the responsibility for our wellness. And this is the best tool, or vibrational medicine as a whole, is the best tool to be able to do that, because it is just frequencies.
Yeah, and it's so self-led, isn't it? Which helps people to, I guess, gradually learn to trust that they have that wisdom within, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, it is, because we've all got it. You know, nobody's special. It's just whether or not you tune in to hear it. And everybody can do it. Everybody, and everybody will do it. And that's the thing. You know, it's like there's no hierarchy in any of it. It's just innate wisdom, because we are all unity consciousness anyway. And once we remember that, you know, we've all got access to the records. Well, we could, you know, all we have to do is, you know, attune to the crystalline grid, and before we know it, you know, we're all empowered. We're all God, ultimately. That's who we are. You know, we are at the I am presence, and that's golden energy, and it's divine, and it's blissful, and it's complete love. There's nothing separate from it. So, you know, really the embodiment of the color mirrors system, really, if you strip it all back to basics, is a remembrance that you were divine and that there is no separation. And that's really where we release judgment. You know, we step into peace on earth again. And that's where we came from. It was only the meteor that hit the earth that, you know, that created the bacteria, and then the disease started spreading. But, you know, we don't have to be that anymore. You know, we don't, you know, we're a illusionary avatar, and we have the power to create our own stories now, because we are infinitely creative and divine.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We're already there.
No, you're right. It's just about believing it, isn't it? Switching that mindset. Now, Hayden, I know that you have a selection of online wellness courses that I've heard about personally, and I know that you've been achieving some really great results for people. So can you tell the listeners a bit more about what they are and what your signature process in those is?
Yeah, absolutely. So my signature process was developed over about 18 months when I was living in the Southwest, and you know, as I was kind of building the business, there was quite a lot of time on my hands, and I wanted to be able to give people a process that of transformation. And I didn't just want it to be, oh well, I'll give them an essence and then see you later and might never hear from them again. I wanted to be able to guide, like, it's mainly women that I work with, wise women, you know, some more mature ladies that have, you know, maybe are empty nesters or are feeling a bit stuck, you know, or lost because they've got no purpose. And I wanted to be able to help them remember their true soul purpose. So the 12-week program really is initially about releasing. So releasing all of those lower lying emotions, you know, that sit in your red, orange and yellow energy. So, you know, your base, your sacral and your solar plexus. And that's resistance initially, you know, because that's what stops people from moving forward. And that's sitting in your red energy. Fear as well, which, you know, a lot of the time for women, fear is held in the ovaries, which is fear of your own self-worth. And that's, you know, in your orange. So you're clearing out your energy centers as you go through. And then ultimately shame or low self-esteem, self-doubt, which is in the solar plexus in the yellow. So your first 4 weeks are really about releasing. The second 4 weeks are about remembering. So we move up into the heart center, remembering a sense of peace, remembering patience. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Things don't happen overnight. And then remembering purpose as you move up into the third eye. And then finally, the last segment, the last 4 weeks of this 12-week journey is connect, is all about reconnection. So you're releasing, remembering and reconnecting to a higher purpose, to your authentic self, to that sense of divine presence. And the color mirrors are almost like a tool which are incorporated in that transformational journey, so that it's taking place mentally, emotionally, physically on a cellular level, so that you can go from feeling stuck to feeling fulfilled. You know, and it's, and it does take 12 weeks for somebody to have a proper transformation. You know, we can make a habit or break a habit within 30 days, but it actually takes 90 days to have a proper transformation. So, you know, this information was like literally channeled into me as I was kind of sitting there, because I'd never written anything before until doing that. You know, I didn't really think I had it in me, but I just followed the breadcrumbs, said yes and showed up and just put the information together, utilizing the help of a wellness academy that you know helps people to formulate a structure to information. And so that's just like that's my signature program, Your True Colors it's called. And it's amazing. And the transformations I've seen in people, like one lady, you know, even dropped about 10 dress sizes because she was no longer carrying that weight within her physical body as she released it. You know, I've had all sorts of profound transformations. And really, it's not me that's doing it. It's them. I'm just giving them the process to follow. And if they do the work, they have a great result. If they don't do the work, then they don't really have the transformation. So it all goes back to the self at the end of the day, that we are responsible for our own wellness. You know, no one can do this for you, and you can't want something for somebody more than they want it for themselves, because that doesn't work either. But then, you know, the most exciting course that I'm running is the Colour Mirrors Practitioner course. I'm now teaching the Colour Mirrors in Australia. So I'm literally the first person to bring this incredible wisdom, ancient wisdom, into Australia. And I'm sharing it. So I'm running my very first course starting at the end of this week with two ladies in West Australia. But I want it to go across the whole of Australia. So eventually I want colour therapy and colour psychology to be part of everybody's toolbox.
Gosh, let's just backtrack for a second. So that your signature course, is that, do people need to be living in Australia to participate, or is this an online program?
No, this is global. Yeah, so it's an online program. Anybody can join it if they're interested in becoming the best version of themselves and really rediscovering who they truly are, away from all of that stuff that we're taught at school and who we've kind of fooled ourselves into believing that we are. You know, then yeah, anyone across the world can participate in this. You know, I operate it in America, the UK, Australia. It's just really down to the desire to want to have a change. So
So the details are on your website, Hayden, is that right?
Yeah, they are. So on dreamtimeacademy.com.au, and it's Dreamtime with a double E. A lot of people, you know, sometimes when they go searching for me, they think it's a D-R-E-A-M, as in the traditional way, but it's a double E because it's a modern take on an ancient wisdom.
Oh, I love that. That's funny. I like it. So we will make sure we put the links in the notes to this show, so that anyone who is interested in what sounds like a really great program can definitely find the details and sign up.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And with the other, the training course that you're offering in Australia, that is fascinating. Gosh. And it's starting at the end of this week.
It is, yeah. So it's, I was literally taken through the teacher training program with Melissa Jolly herself in South Africa. So I flew out there earlier this year, and it was the most incredible experience that I've had. And the knowledge that I got directly through from the horse's mouth was, you know, was second to none. And I couldn't have hoped for better insights, but I actually felt the information, really, instead of just intellectualizing it, I could feel it through my body as we were color bathing constantly through the course as well. So it's took me quite a while to integrate the information afterwards and to kind of create the program for the people in, you know, that I'm guiding in Australia. And so yeah, I'm kind of at the point now where everything's come together and it's ready to go. So I'm keeping the groups quite small for that, because it does demand, you know, a lot of my individual attention on each course. So it's the courses are kind of run 2 hours twice a week on via Zoom consults. And the people that are interested in the Colour Mirrors program, they need to invest not only the time but also the money, because it isn't one of those real cheapy courses. It is an investment in your, not only your own well-being, but also in your business if you are working as a holistic practitioner or therapist of some sort. And you know, so it's not for everybody, and I can only really take 3 people through each 8-week journey at a time. Any more than that and it gets too diluted. I want to be able to offer enough of me as well during that process. Yeah.
Well, that's really reassuring, Hayden, that you're, you know, that you're taking it that seriously. And also that it's a good model that you have your own boundaries. I'm always impressed when I go on any kind of training or healing, that when instructors actually take themselves away and model good self-care within their own, you know, what they're teaching. So, yeah, that's very reassuring for me.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that. And, you know, it's interesting. You're right. It is about self-care, because, you know, as much as anyone, you know, when you work within energy medicine, you know, we are opening ourselves up to, you know, different realities, really, different realms of existence. And so self-care becomes imperative. And, you know, I'm somebody who is very aware of, putting on your armor. You know, I don't necessarily believe in protection, because I think that is almost indicative of feeling like you are unsafe in the world, and I don't believe that we are, but I feel like we have to make sure that we have those boundaries and putting the armor on when we're taking on a course, and also, you know, for the well-being of our students as well, you know, because everybody's interacting and everybody is giving and receiving and at all times.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it sounds like some really exciting things are happening for you, Hayden. It's great to hear.
Thank you.
To squeeze in time to talk to us today, so I'm really grateful for that. We've had a really interesting chat, and I'm sure the people listening will be able to get lots of tidbits of information. We'll make sure we add the links, and obviously you release videos which are on the Numerologist blog. Is it every week, Hayden, or every couple of weeks?
I'm doing them every week at the moment, so yeah, I'm kind of really in a flow with it. And I guess the interesting thing about those is that I ask what I kind of need to create, and then I just listen for them to guide me to create that content. And so I never really know what's coming next, and that's what makes it exciting for me. But I often look back and think, oh, I needed to know that it was exactly at the right time that next amount of information came in. And you know, it's actually helping me as well in the process of devising future courses for my students too. So it's a win-win, and it's, you know, it's just such a joy to be a part of the numerologist.com family. And, you know, long may it all continue.
Yes, hear, hear. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Hayden. It's been a joy.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Catherine.
Okay, we'll see you soon, Hayden. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Numerologist Podcast. If you loved it, make sure you subscribe. And don't forget to check the show notes for an extra special free gift.